You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Tony Paul, national baseball writer for the Detroit News, will be with us at 10:30 discussing the exact topic that we are talking about right now, which is Major League Baseball. We're giving our month and a half into the season sort of evaluation of where teams are, where we will think they finish up at the end of the year based on now. And we were talking about basically the reason that we go through this now is that Major League Baseball, when you're a month and a half in, everybody's between 100 and 150 at-bats. Every starter's between 7 and 11 starts. Every bullpen guy's between 15 and 20 appearances. You really get an idea of where people are at through their first slump or hot streak of where they're going to end up at the beginning of, at the end of the season. And so far, we've picked the AL side of things. We broke down the Central big time, and we decided that the Tigers will end up winning the AL Central. We agree that probably between 84 and 88 games will win that division, 90 and 92 wins it comfortably. In the AL East, Scott believes that the Red Sox will win. I believe the Red Sox will win. However, Scott believes that the Yankees will finish second and get the wild card. I believe that Tampa Bay will finish second and get that wild card. And then the AL West, we agree that the Rangers, the Angels just haven't opened up a wide enough gap taking advantage of the injuries that the Rangers have. The Rangers end up winning the AL West, and we agree that the wild card comes out of the East. I think that's a no-brainer. But moving over to the NL East, Scott, how angry do you think the Florida Marlins are that they've got the second-best record in the National League right now, and they are currently three games back of Philadelphia?
I don't know if they're angry necessarily about that or the fact that nobody's recognizing that they are the second best team in the National League.
And I got to tell you, we're right around that time, 97 to 2003, 2003 to 2011. We are right around that time when the Florida Marlins worked their magic. And they worked guys through the system, and a bunch of players you've never heard of before end up being a great baseball team. And they've got some starting pitch. If you can get Josh Johnson into a playoff series, they have a very good chance of winning a playoff series. So if they get the wild card, because I think the NL East, we agreed at the beginning of the year, the Phillies are a runaway. With that starting rotation, yes. Yeah. And that lineup, there is no way they're not winning 100
games. That lineup has not been anywhere close to expectations for them to still be the best team.
So I don't think there's any way they don't win 100 games this year. At least 98 games, somewhere around there. But the Florida Marlins have a very good shot of getting that wild card. This team is for real. They're a good team.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned just Josh Johnson, but I mean, Anibal Sanchez is one of the guys that's been, I mean, the everyday who's going to throw a no-hitter. He's been up there a few times. And look at down further in their rotation, Chris Volstead is there. He was up there right alongside Josh Johnson just 2 years ago as who was going to be the ace in that staff. He's got good stuff. He's had injuries and he's had control issues.
Right.
But
right.
They're not terrible. They just got Logan Morrison back off the DL too.
Yep.
And he's had a great... He's just who you're talking about, the guy you've never heard of until this year. And all of a sudden, he's a star.
Logan Morrison, Chris Coughlin, these are guys that you haven't heard of that are very good players. And I'll tell you what, if Hanley Ramirez gets going, if Hanley Ramirez gets anywhere near his usual season production by the end of the year, because right now he's hitting in the 220s, if he gets anywhere near his usual production, this team has a very good shot of going to the playoffs.
And just to look at it, I mean, kind of a little preview, I'll give you a hint now as a player for our fantasy challenge. Gabby Sanchez is batting 340, their first baseman, 340 and 7 home runs. And he doesn't even get mentioned just in the conversation for first baseman in that division.
No.
Because you probably mentioned, obviously, Ryan Howard, then Ike Davis of the Mets before you get to him even.
And a lot of these guys we're talking about, they've got 145 at-bats, 147 at-bats, things of that nature. So these are not flukes. These are not guys that will cool down. This is what they're going to be at for the majority of this season. So when I look at the NL East, I can't look past the Phillies winning that division. But I think the Marlins end up getting second in that division. I don't think they're going to slow down as good as the Braves can be. I don't think they slow down. I think the Marlins end up snagging the wild card.
Yeah, I'll give you. I'll definitely agree that the wild card comes from the East in both the AL and NL, because I mean, you look at the Central and there's not really two teams there that I have confidence saying, yes, St. Louis is going to keep this up and Cincinnati is going to be right there.
Yep.
In the West, I mean, they're just going to battle for first place in that division. Maybe they have enough wins, but I might agree with you on the Marlins. The Braves are still up there, but they have been disappointing so far.
The Braves are scary. They've got a lot of weapons. A guy like Hayward is creeping around, could end up having a really good season, so they're scary. But I think it goes Phillies 1, Marlins 2 by the end of the year. Now, looking over at the NL Central, you just mentioned it. Can the Cardinals hold it up? They're a half game up on the Reds. Pirates are 3.5 games back, but I think we all know where that's going towards the end of the year. Cubs are 4 games back. Brewers are 4.5. Of those teams, I think it's a three-horse race. I think now that Greinke is back, I think it's the Brewers, it's the Reds, and it's the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals, despite having the lead right now in this division, have the biggest chance of faltering, because they're starting pitching without Wainwright just isn't as good as it could be. And as good as Holiday, Berkman, and Pujols are in the middle of that lineup, there's a lot of holes around them that need to be filled. And then that rotation just isn't as good as people expect.
Well, look at it like this. Yeah, those big three are really all it's carrying. Throwing David Freese, but he's injured for a while now. But their rotation, you have Kyle Loesch is 4-2. Garcia is 5-0. And Kyle McClellan is also 5-0. And that's Carpenter being below 500.
I don't think that maintains.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. That's what I'm saying is, for the reasoning behind that, you have to look at how they've gotten there so far, and I do not see that holding up through the season.
Wouldn't it be cool if the Pirates stayed around? Wouldn't that be awesome? They won't, but it would be really cool to see the Pirates stay around.
It'd be great to see them not trade anybody this year. Not just to stick around, maybe end up around five to seven games below.
And hold on to the base that they have and see what happens. I would like to see that. By the end of the year, I think the Brewers 4.5 games back is not far enough for them to be back now that they have Greinke.
Their pitching. Their hitting has been so awful the last few weeks.
But I agree with you, but not with Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder in that hitting, they're going to score runs. They're going to score runs.
You would think. You know best from our challenge. I had Ryan Braun the last 2 weeks, and he batted about 150.
Everybody goes through slumps. Everybody goes through slumps. But you know by the end of the year, Braun and Fielder are going to be hitting well. Now they got Greinke back. He had a rough first start, but he'll get better as the season goes along. Markham, who you predicted would have a good season, is having a great season for them. I think the Brewers are a legitimate threat to win this. I think it ends up being Brewers, Reds, Cardinals in the NL Central.
I'll still take the Reds right now. I think they're the team. We haven't really talked much about them. They've just been consistently right there, just above 500. And I think it's going to be extremely close between those three teams, like probably a game between all three of them when all's said and done.
Let's move over to the NL West real quickly. This really is just a battle between what's better, hitting or pitching. That's really the question, because it's really, in my opinion, even though the Dodgers are 2.5 back, I don't think the Dodgers are going to be there by the end of the year. Just too much going on with this whole McCourt situation, too much going on in that clubhouse for them to stick around. It's between the Giants and the Rockies, and it really is, who's better, the pitching of the Giants or the hitting of the Rockies? That's the question that I have for you.
Pitching of the Giants.
I like the hitting of the Rockies. I really do, but if I was owning a franchise, I'd always pick starting pitching. Always. Because you can manufacture runs. You can score one here, score one there. But if you are giving up 6 or 7 runs a game, you're not going to score 7 or 8 runs a game. You're just not going to do it. And you're going to have slumps like Troy Tulowitzki's in right now. You're going to have slumps like that. So the question is, if you have consistent pitching or less consistent hitting that's good for 12 runs every once in a while, I'm taking the pitching. So with that being said, I agree with you. I think the Giants end up winning this division.
I'd take a starter who can give me 6 or 7 and give up 1 or 2 runs in that any day.
Agreed. Don't forget, Tony Paul, Detroit News, will be with us around 10:30. We'll talk more baseball with him. But in the meantime, I will share with you why Brady Hoke scored a couple of points in my positive column. It's coming up next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.